Hello everyone, myself Dr. Atul Pawar. I will be discussing the third chapter of Revenue Cycle Management, Integration of Electronic Health Record. I have an experience of 14 plus years of into healthcare, operations and management. We can discuss about how exactly the electronic health records are important in managing or having into the revenue cycle management. Let's start with what exactly is the definition of electronic health record. Electronic health record serves as a digital repository for containing the detailed health information such as diagnosis, medication, lab results, allergies, and treatment plans. The primary purposes of electronic health record is to centralize the health information, making it easily accessible to authorize the healthcare provider. EHR or electronic health record aims to enhance the patient care or improve the clinical workflow. It also facilitates the informed decision making by offering a comprehensive view of patient's health history. This serves as a digital archives for managing and assessing the patient's medical information effectively. Let's imagine what is the overview of EHR for that purpose. There would be physicians or clinicians' data, the prescriptions, what we call commonly known as the hospital data, the treatment sheets, the treatment protocols which are being followed with along with nursing notes, the health status during the stay, so entire documentations of the hospitals, radiological reports, the vital signs during admissions or during casualty visits or during the physician visits, insurer payouts, basically which insurance company the patient is consisting of, what exactly, how much amount is paid into it, how much amount is remaining, laboratory data, the diagnostics, the pathology data which are taken into consideration. So evolution, how exactly the evolution of the electronic health record systems in healthcare started. Electronic health record system have transformed healthcare by transforming the paper-based records to digital form. The concept of electronic health record emerged in late 20th century with initial attempt to digitalize the medical record. Hi-Tech Act of 2009 played a pivotal role in promoting the adaptation and meaningful use of EHR system by allocating funds and establishing an initiative for healthcare providers. Interoperability standards like HL7 or FHIR enables the seamless data exchange and integration between different EHR systems and healthcare IT and applications. Just for a basic understanding, HL7 or FHIR have helped to maintain the data in a particular standards, basically understanding how exactly the records would be maintained, which all documentations would be essential or play a pivotal role to understand the medical history of the patient, to understand the diagnostic history of the patient, to understand the radiological history of the patient. Also to ensure how exactly this data transfer from the different integrating systems of the healthcare providers could be transferred back to the to a main system or a electronic health record system, into a making it a digital platform to be ensuring that whenever a patient visits a doctor or a healthcare provider, the digital aspects of all his treatment plans and treatment act could be given into in a electronic way. Type of EHR systems. Physicians host a EHR system which involves data hosted on a physician servers, where physician is responsible for hardware, software and a maintenance. This is a remotely hosted EHR system which have servers outside the physician office, relieving them from the data management responsibility. And there is a remote hosting which allows the practitioners to focus solely on the patient data collection without managing IT system and enhancing this efficiency. So, three types of system basically, which would include where the data is maintained by physician himself on a local platform, or there would be a servers which would be helping the large amount of data for the physicians to be captured into the cloud system or probably into the servers. There is a remote hosting platform. So the platform basically is hosted from someone else. They might be providing to the different healthcare providers at different areas, and they would be integrating the data and storing it into their servers or their storehouses. The EHR software includes sections for patients' demographic, medical histories, medication, allergies, diagnostic tests, as well as the treatment plan. It also offers the functionality for the electronic prescribing, appointment scheduling, and clinical documentation. It also helps in decision support of the patient's history and how exactly the evaluation of the patient would take place. EHR streamlines the clinical workflow by providing real-time access to the patient data. It also helps in supporting the documentation of the visits, visiting notes, and treatment plans. The decision support tools within EHR system enhances the patient's safety and treatment efficiency by providing the clinical guidelines and alerts a potential drug interaction. Now, let's understand how the EHR model is consist of. Okay, there's a personal information which has been shared into the electronic health record, along with insurance report, medical information, radiological report, laboratory reports, that means pathology reports, administrative and billing details, so to understand how much spent has been done, patient demographic, and the contact information. So basic information about the patient, and the details of sex and age are being captured out here. The contact information is being captured out here, which would determine the patient's communication model. Patient demographic is being captured to understand the area in which patient has been residing, and would be able to enhance the care given to the patient by reaching out to that particular area at any given point of time. The aspects of the medical information of the patient, of what exactly the condition the patient has been incurred into, and how exactly the conditions are being taken into consideration for the treatment part, with their reports, what is the spent which the patient has done so far for the health purpose basically, or for maintaining the health, has been captured into the EHR. Now, how exactly this facilitates the comprehensive patient care as well as the treatment planning. EHR, basically electronic health record, consolidates the patient's health information, which includes medical history, diagnosis, medication, allergies, lab results, imaging reports, and treatment plans. All this information are being captured under one head. Healthcare providers access to relevant patient data effectively and facilitate this information into clinical decision making and make a personalized treatment plan for the patient. Also enables a quick review of the patient's health status, tracking the progress of the patient over a period of time. Also identifies the trends or a pattern in informing the patient's care strategy. It also provides a holistic view of the patient's health, which enhances the quality and effectiveness of the care of the delivery, improving the clinical decisions and decision making and the patient outcomes. The real-time access to the patient data empowers the healthcare providers to identify and make a timely and evidence-based clinical decision. EHR also helps to integrate the clinical decision support tools to alert providers to potential drug threat or drug allergies or allergic conflicts or guideline-based treatment recommendations based on their patient's adaptability, or give an individualistic approach for the disease condition. Seamless sharing of the patient information across care setting ensures a continuity of the care. It also optimizes the patient's outcome. Electronic health record also reduces the medical error, which also helps in providing patient safety, also enhances the overall quality of the healthcare delivery. enhancing of the communication and coordination among the healthcare providers. EHRs also serve as a communication hub, which facilitates in collaboration of the multidisciplinary healthcare teams. Secure messaging and shared care plans with electronic referrals, which enables a seamless communication and information exchange among primary care physicians, specialists, nurse, and pharmacists. Interoperability promotes care coordination, reduces duplicate tests or procedures, and fosters a patient-centered approach to the healthcare delivery. Improved communications and coordination leads to better care transactions. It also enhances the patient experiences and improves the health outcomes. What is the foundation for the data accuracy? EHR contains a comprehensive patient data. It also enables the accurate billing, coding, and claim processes. Integration with the billing system ensures up-to-date information for precise coding and billing. The real-time updates from clinical encounters reduces the errors and mitigates the claim denials. Detailed patient information, which includes demographics, medical history, treatment plans. This helps in identifying the patient's individualistic report or help into segregate the patients into different sections with medical histories, demographics, or treatment plans. Seamless integration also enhances the accuracy in coding and reflecting into complexity of the services rendered. Enhancing clinical documentation. EHR facilitates the detailed and precise clinical documentation, crucial for accurate coding. Streamlining the coding process resulting from the capture of integrated procedures and diagnostic details. The proper documentation influences the reimbursement accounts as well as the timelines. The clinical documentation within the EHR captures patient encounters comprehensively. The documentation quality directly impacts the billing accuracy and claim processes effectively. EHR supports patients' registration, eligibility verification, also enhances or ensures the accurate coverage on the insurance part with their confirmation. They play a pivotal role in charge capture and coding phases, basically into the billing to know what exactly the medical cost would be, as well as for the coding phases. It also facilitates in identification of the billable services. The integration of the billing system accelerates the claim process and reduces the error. EHR integrates seamlessly with the revenue cycle management workflows and enhances the efficiency of the revenue cycle management as well as for EHR. Real-time data updates optimize the billing accuracy and minimize the claim denials, facilitating the interoperable or data exchange. Interoperability allows seamless exchange of the patient's data between different healthcare providers. The shared information enhances the care coordination and ensures accurate billing. Interoperability promotes a patient-centric and approach for the healthcare delivery. EHR facilitates the data sharing for improved collaboration among the healthcare providers and exchange of information, which supports the continuity of the care across different healthcare settings. It also helps in adhering to the regulatory standards related to billing and documentation. The structure EHR also allows for easy retrieval of compliance-related information. The adaptability helps into navigate the shifts into regulatory standards as well as impacting into reimbursement and billing practices. The compliance reporting tools within EHR streamline the regulatory reporting process. There are some compliances or there are some tools which are being used by EHR to understand or categorize the disease condition or the demographics or the pathways for basically different disease terminologies in such a way that we will be able to access each and every segments in a particular way. This helps in comprehensive audit trials, which ensures accountability and transparency in compliance efforts. Understanding this in a better way, for example, would be, in a hospital, there are different disease conditions which have been carted to the patient. There would be some similar kind of operations or similar kind of surgeries which have been taken into consideration. Having all the surgeries categorized under one segment, let's say orthopedic surgeries under one segment and all TKRs under one, all TKR rates and understanding the timeline required for recovery of all TKRs would help a guideline set protocol to be understood by a healthcare provider to know what is the ideal timeline which is required by, for a particular disease condition and how exactly the treatment protocols are being taken care of. Supporting a value-based care model. EHR integrates with value-based care initiative, enables the capture and measurement of quality metrics. Data analytics with EHR helps monitor healthcare service performance and contributing to quantify the improvement. This optimizes a care delivery impacts and financial outcomes within the revenue cycle management. EHR-driven insights support value-based care and reimbursement model. Value-based care initiative aligns with EHR functionality to enable the patient outcome. So basically, understanding the EHR are with the value-based care initiative, which helps in measurement of all quality parameters of the hospital or a healthcare provider. EHR also promotes into transparent billing and cost estimation, which fosters into trust between patients and the healthcare providers. The patient-friendly approach, payment plans are facilitated through EHR visibility into financial responsibility. Transparency in financial aspect contributes to a positive patient financial experience. Patient portals integrated with EHR enable secure access to the health information. Just to elaborate the entire points in one go, it would be any patient having a health record or a comorbid conditions highlighted during the hospital visit, and this been captured into EHR would help that patient to contribute into the insurance as the additional disease condition and which won't be paid as a additional revenue or additional income for the patient. So this helps the patient to render that service of that additional comorbid disease condition during his healthcare program or healthcare treatment plan with insurance company. Reduction in administrative burden. Earlier, due to manual processing, the entire paperwork used to take around days to assign or complete the task. With introduction of EHR, it has eliminated the paperwork, reduced the manual documentation, filing and storage. So it has reduced basically the storage problem for the hospitals. It has also reduced the paperwork. Most of the hospitals are now going as an e-hospital or probably paperless hospitals for that purpose. Streamlining the administrative processes with frees up for the staff time as well as for the resources. Automation of the task like appointment scheduling, billing reduces and human error. It has also improved the efficiency among the staff to focus on patient care and value-added services activities. Integration with the billing system, it has automated the billing processes and reduced the billing errors with the delays. As just to give a small example, a repetitive admission of one patient in a 3 months gap, earlier identifying the record of that patient and then documenting the records into the file used to take around 2 to 3 days. Now the same process is been done with EHR within 2 to 3 minutes. So by use of a unique identification number or probably a serial number or a code which has been generated to identify a patient helps to identify the patient in within seconds and gets the medical history back with back of medical history to understand the clinical protocols and clinical management of the patient. The transition of EHR reduced the need of physical storage space for paper records. It has also eliminated the paper-based process, which saves on expenses related to paper printing as well as the maintenance. Reducing the storage cost, office space requirements, which has led to significant cost savings. Investment in EHR technology yields to long-term financial benefits and operational efficiency. Cost saving from reduced administrative tasks can be reinvestment into patient care and staff development. EHR facilitates the seamlessness of sharing of patient information among healthcare providers. It has improved an access to patient data enhancement, care, as well as coordination and collaboration. Shared records ensure that all care team members have access to up-to-date patient information. Patient care plans can be developed collaboratively and ensure continuity of the care across the setting. It also enhances the care coordination, which leads to improved patient care outcome and satisfaction. Enhanced patient safety. It has contributed to improve patient safety by reducing medication error. Electronic prescription functionality helps to provide accurate prescription medicines. It has also helped in access to medicines, medication histories, and drug interactions, which alerts the drug interaction reactions or adverse effect on the patient. The automated reminders for preventive screening and vaccinations had helped into patient outcomes. Patient safety feature, which has embedded into the electronic health records, has enhanced the clinical decision making in a wide range, and it has also helped into delivering the care at the optimum level.